morning. I hope you have been edified and encouraged thus far with our worship services this morning. I know I have. Being able to, fill in for Harry, doing a second sermon, but getting to hear Ronnie lead the Bible class this morning here in the auditorium. It was awesome. And I'm sure and trust that all the classes in the back with the children through high school was beneficial as well. The song service, the prayers that have been led to partaking of the Lord's Supper. So thankful and grateful for this opportunity and this Lord's Day to meet with those of like precious faith. If you weren't here the first hour and have since joined us, we want to welcome you. You're certainly our honored guest. And if you have any questions about what is said or done this morning in our worship to the Lord, please ask us. Please get with one of us, because what we strive to do is do everything that we can find, as we only have authority to do, in God's Word, and to certainly worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. For this hour's lesson, I'd like to look at this question that, you know, in all honesty, it comes up from time to time. It happens to us where we have this question in our mind: does God care? And a lot of times that's because we go through different things in this life. Things happen. We lose loved ones, some of them unexpectedly. We see different illnesses that develop. We see different injustices that in our eyes appear to occur. We see what appears to be the wicked prospering and the righteous suffering. This is no doubt something that comes across our mind. If all these things are happening and we see this occurring, does God care? And I want to call your attention to Psalm 37, verses 25 through 26 here. In Psalm 37, we have a psalm of David. And David says in verse 25, "I have been young and am now old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed." We read this verse, and we can really look throughout Psalm 37 and in many other places in the Bible, seeing just this, that the Lord takes care of His people. But still this question comes up: if He takes care of His people and He looks after them, then why do I see what looks like the wicked are prospering and the righteous suffering? That's still difficult for me. How does He care? And this morning I want to look at three different areas that will hopefully help us in seeing how God cares for us and just what He does in that. And I hope, there it is. If you saw me looking around, it's because I couldn't find that thing. Sorry. So how does God care? Well, I want us to look at one way in particular, and we've studied this in detail this morning about God's Word, but it applies to this. How does God care? Well, He cares for us because He gave us His Word. And one might ask, well, how is that Him caring for us? Well, let's look at it. First of all, we notice in 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 that the Word of God is what completes us, but understand where it comes from. It starts off there talking about the fact that the Word of God, all Scripture there, is given by inspiration of God. It is from God. It is God-breathed. This isn't of an interpretation of man. This isn't men writing down different thoughts and then proclaiming that it's the Word of God. These are the words of God. This is what He wants us to know. And that's important that we start off with that. Because as we ask the question, does God care? And then one of the answers is, yeah, He cares. He gives us His Word. Okay. Well, is that His Word or is that somebody else writing down what they thought God might want us to know? No, these are the words that God wants us to know. And so in understanding that, then we then go on and see in Psalm 119, verses 97 through 105, just what God's Word does. Does God care for us? Yes, He does. He gives us His Word. These are His words, His literal words. But what does it do? Well, let's read here in 97, Psalm 119, starting in verse 97. We read, "Oh, how I love Your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through Your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for Your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep Your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep Your word." I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. See, what God's word does is God's word provides wisdom and understanding and guidance. And whenever we go down this question and say, you know, I see all these bad things happening, does God really care? Yes, He does. He cares for us because He provides that which is going to give us wisdom and understanding and guidance. And whenever we look at that further, we recognize and realize in 1 Thessalonians 5:21 through 22, that we are to test all things, and we do so by testing them to the Word of God. We test them to what truth is. And we see there that whenever we do that, that we then are to hold on to what is good, and whatever is evil, we abstain from it. So let's look at it like this, and this is exactly what the brethren at Berea did. The brethren at Berea, they took what was taught to them, and they compared it with the Scripture they examined in. That which was truth, they held on to. That which was not, they were going to throw away. And as we read there, we read that they were more noble, they were more fair-minded in doing so. So how is God's Word Him caring for us? Well, whenever we look at it like this, we understand that we take stuff that comes across, whether it be other gospels or other messages that are preached, or whether it be something that's immoral, we got to make a decision on. Is this good? Is this evil? Do I hold on to this or not? And then we start looking at it and start thinking, you know what? If I take that and apply that to God's Word, that is what guides me and removes so many of the problems that I might run into in my life. Take, for example, divorce. We look at Matthew chapter 19 and verse 9, and we can read very clearly that divorce is something that's condemned. The only grounds that divorce is okay on and is acceptable is for sexual immorality. That's the only way. And so whenever we look at it, we look at the issues that are caused in this life because of divorce and that rate continuing to go up. And then we look at it and we compare it to God's Word and we see, you know what? God's Word has given us the guidance needed to remove that issue, to remove the problem that divorce that occurs whenever divorce happens, the broken homes and the lives that are disrupted as a result. So does God care? Yeah, you bet God cares. God cares so much that He is giving us His message, His Word, to try to remove the problems that sin brings about. You can continue on, and you can see in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, whenever it comes to forgiveness or being unforgiving. So many times, problems can be avoided because what happens whenever people are unforgiving, they hold on to things and they don't let them go. What ends up happening is relationships are hindered. Problems that arise because people are unwilling to forgive one another. And one of the points that is pointed out there in that section of Scripture that we read on making sure that we understand forgiveness and being forgiving is understand the debt that we were forgiven. Understand the massive debt that we were forgiven on the cross with Jesus Christ, our Master, and the debt that we owed Him. In the parable, the point is, you couldn't pay this debt back, but yet Jesus died for us and forgave us of that debt. And in doing so, understanding that what His Word provides for us is a way and a means to be able to avoid so many of the issues that we run into in this life. Does God care? He cares enough to give us His Word, and if followed, will remove many of the issues that we have in our life. And when you look at John 17, verse 17, we see there Jesus praying, says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. The word is the means and the way that one is, the word sanctified, what it means is to purify or to consecrate. Vine says it means to set apart for God. What we see here is the word of God is what guides us to being right with God. And, you know, when you think about the situation and what Jesus is praying for here, What he's praying for is the fact that he is getting ready to leave those he has been walking on this earth with, those his disciples that he cares so deeply about that he has given them the Word of God, that they have accepted it. And he understands that whenever he departs, that that Word is what the world hates, and therefore they are going to hate them. They're going to hate his disciples. And he's no longer going to be here to protect them. And what's interesting is whenever we go through this life, we sit here and we think, does God care? I'm going through this or I'm going through that. You bet he cares. He gave you his Word to help you through it. That's exactly what he prays for with these disciples. It's to sanctify them by your truth. And what is that truth? Your Word is the truth. That is what's going to help them through this. That is what's going to help them through what they're going through. So whenever we think about that, and we understand and we realize the power that is in God's Word, the ability that it has, we come to an understanding and recognition that, yes, God does care. God hasn't neglected us. God hasn't forgotten about us. What God has done is He's given us His Word that guides us in this life, that helps us in any and all situations that we come across. Another thing that we look at is, does God care? Yes, He cares, because He gave us the avenue of prayer. We see in Psalm 8 the fact that God is mindful of man. And we read that starting in verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor. You think about God and how powerful He is and who He is. The Creator of the heavens and the earth. And that is the one that we get to pray to. That is the one who He is mindful, who is mindful of man, as a result that we get to pray to. The Creator of all things. Man is the being of His creation, and He is mindful of him. And we see that we can pray to him in 1 Peter 5, verse 7. We are to cast all our cares upon him. Is it really that big of a deal, some might ask? You know, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. I have these situations and these trials. I see all these different things happening. Does God care? Yes, He cares. He gives us that avenue of prayer, that ability to cast all our cares upon the one who is the great and powerful God of the heaven and the earth, the Creator of all things. He gives us the opportunity to talk with Him and to cast all of our cares upon Him. And whenever you really look at this question and you think, well, really, is it that big of a deal that He gives me that? I mean, how do I reconcile with that, knowing the fact that God cares about me? You need to understand that you are talking with the Creator of all things and casting your cares upon Him. And if you're struggling with it, that is a big deal. And the question might come back to, it might be due to the fact that you have a lack of faith in God and His ability to answer or hear your prayers. Because whenever you have a true understanding of who God is, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, that He is mindful of man, and that He's given us this avenue and this opportunity of prayer, really, what you need to make sure of is that you have a strong enough faith to pray to God. Trust that He'll hear you. Hebrews 4, verse 15 tells us that we have a high priest who can sympathize with us. One who takes our petitions to God and understands what we are going through. You go through and you ask, does God care? He gives us this avenue of prayer. He is the all-powerful being and creator. We are to cast our cares upon Him, and He gives us a high priest who can sympathize with us, knows, understands what we're going through. And then we can also see that in praying through this high priest, casting all of our cares upon God, that there is power in prayer. And that's what we read about in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. Whenever it's working down through there, and James is talking about the fact that we're to pray for one another, we're to confess our faults to one another and pray for one another. And then the question might come up, well, does prayer work? Is prayer really that powerful? And that's the point he drives home whenever you look in verses 17 through 18. The example he turns to is Elijah. And he said, this is what Elijah did. He prayed for it not to rain, and it didn't rain. And then he prayed for it to rain, and it rained. And the point is this. Pray to God. Cast your cares upon Him for yourself and for others. Why? Because prayer works. And that shows that God does care for us. And we get going through this life and we see all these different hardships and trials. Does God care? He gave you His Word in order to guide you, give you guidance in this life, and help remove so many of the different issues that we come across that we put ourselves in if we would adhere and obey and abide by His Word. Not only that, but He gives us that avenue of prayer to be able to cast all our cares upon Him. And it does work. We see it throughout Scripture. Not only that, but does God care? Yes, He cares. He gave us His Son. We read in John 3:16 that God gave us Jesus that we might have everlasting life. We read there in that verse, it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him should not perish. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, to properly understand this and understand how this is a point to whether or not God cares about and for us, we first need to understand and recognize what our state was. Isaiah 59, verse 2, we read the fact that our sins and our iniquities, that separated us from God. And we also read that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God in Romans 3:23, and then Romans 6:23, what the wages of sin was. The wages of sin was death. What we were deserving of and what we did was we separated ourselves from God. We were deserving of death. All have done this. All have made that choice to sin against God. And whenever you think about that and think about the situation that we are now in, as those who have sinned and separated themselves from God, not reconciled to Him, and what that would mean for us on the judgment day, as we read what the judgment day will be like, the parting of the left and the right, the righteous and the unrighteous, the fact that we made ourselves unrighteous by the sins that we committed, that should help us understand the magnitude of this blessing and God's care for us in giving us His Son. And that's what we see in Romans 5, 6-11. We pointed that out this morning. The fact that God shows His love for us. It says, for when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Jesus died for us when we were the reason for Him dying. The whole reason why Christ had to go to the cross is so we would have an opportunity, a means to now be reconciled with God. Yet Christ died for us anyways. That's why He went there and He did that. And we see that the love of God, the care of God, was shown in that act. And we see in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18, what this now does. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So many times we go throughout this life and we think, does God care? It is beyond comprehension how much He cares for us. Whenever you consider the state we were in and the fact that we made that choice to put ourselves in that state, and yet God loved us to the point where He sent His only begotten, that through Him, we can be reconciled. Does God care? You bet He cares. That's something that we need to understand, and we need to recognize the love and the care and the concern that God has for us. Does God care? Yes, He cares. God gave us His Word, and that Word is able to save, and through that Word, we're able to grow closer to Him. God gave us the avenue of prayer, the ability to come to the Creator through the great high priest who can sympathize with us, casting all our cares upon Him. God gave us His Son, His only begotten, that we can be saved. You know, so many times this question comes up. Does God care? And what ends up happening is we start thinking and looking at it through a temporal lens. We start thinking and looking through, I see the bad things that are happening here on this earth. Does God care about me? Does God care about us? What we laid out this morning with God's Word, the avenue of prayer, and the giving of His Son, it shows that, yes, God does care. And while God does care about us in this life, we read that in Psalm 37, and you can see it throughout the whole Psalm, but there in 25 and through in verse 26, yes, God does care about us here on this earth. And as David writes there, he's never seen anybody who's righteous, God not care for them. But the way that God cares for us and what God is more concerned about is not our temporal life. What He is concerned about is our spiritual life. That life which will last forever and ever and ever. That's what we need to recognize and understand. You know, DJ presented a lesson for us about a month ago on having the correct perspective. Having that heavenly perspective. And whenever we approach this question, that's the way that we need to approach it. Does God care? Yes, He cares. He cares about us in this life, but more so, He cares about our soul and our standing with Him in eternity. We read that God wants all to come to repentance. And He's given us His Word, as we saw this morning in the first hour. And it's through that Word and through the preaching of that Word and that message, one can be born again. It's through the obedience of that message that one is made right. God shows His care and His concern in that way. He's given us that avenue of prayer that we can come before Him. That we can pray to Him, casting all our cares upon Him. And it works. It's not something that we're just praying, hoping it does work. Prayer does work. We also see what God's really concerned about in our spiritual being is the giving of His Son. Because without Him, we had no hope. Through Him, we do. Through Him and through the message that was preached, He gave the authority to go out and to preach. One can now be made right with Him. So the question this morning is, have you responded to the gospel call? God gave us His Son so we can be reconciled to Him. That's true. But the way that we're reconciled, we see in Romans 6, is reconciliation occurs at baptism. And we see whenever the question in that example in Acts chapter 8 with the Ethiopian eunuch, what hinders me from being baptized, he said, after the gospel was preached to him. And the response to him was, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And at that very hour, we read that he commanded the chariot to be stopped. And he went down into the water and was baptized. Have you done that? Have you been reconciled to God this morning? One verse that I do want to leave you with before we do offer up the final invitation and close out services this morning is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. After Peter gets done going through here talking about how the Lord has looked over all these various people, those who are His, those who are considered righteous, he says in verse 9, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. God knows how to take care of His. Don't you ever forget that. And don't ever get going down that path of does God care for me or not. He does. His love was so great for you. His love was so great for mankind that He gave His only begotten Son to whoever believes upon Him. And as we noted in Bible class this morning, that idea of believing isn't just believing that He is, because we know that even the demons believe. But the idea is that you believe to the point of obedience. Have you done what the Ethiopian eunuch did? Believe to the point in which he was baptized for the remission of his sins. If you have not done that, you can make your life right with God this morning. If you have done that, but you have fallen away, you have slipped away back into the ways of the world, and you have asked yourself this question, does God care? Trust Scripture. God does care, and He cares for you in so many ways. But if you have that need to make your life right with Christ in a manner and a way in which you need to make public confession, you can do that as well. If you have any need, please come forward while we stand and sing the song that's been selected.